The other day, I don't know which game it was that they used.
I think it was the Mexico game. There were three red cards.
And all of a sudden, like, they noticed that the person did that, and it wasn't, you know, they didn't get as hurt as they thought. The person, I don't even think, got hurt, touched. Right. And they went down like, oh, you know.
Yeah,
and they looked at it, and then they gave the card to the other person instead of the person they originally thought did it. It's very interesting, because that's a new thing.
Flopping?
No, just the cards. The cards and the cards for it. It's, like, reversing.
It's so much better in slow motion, because when you see it in slow motion, you see, like, the hit, and then there's, like, a split second, and the person overreacts and flails all over the place, and it's like, wait a second, that's not what happened. But in live action, it looks real, but then in slow motion, like, well, he didn't even hit him.
Well, it happens in basketball, too. You saw the floppy Frenchman.
The filthy flopping Frenchman?
Yeah, the filthy flopping Frenchman.
Oh, Wemby.
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 What were his closing remarks again at the press conference? It was...
See you never.
See you never.
Wow.
Dummy.
Oh, God.
He's got a lot of growing up to do. He's a child.
Yes, totally.
It's okay. You know what? He definitely made a statement. What are we doing here? Are we doing something around the room? Let's go around the room. Oh, my God. I love this room, and I love going around this room. We'll start with Gandhi. Gandhi, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind today?
Something happened to me not too long ago that I didn't even know still happened anymore. And granted, I don't drive a lot, but I got pulled over for a speeding ticket.
Oh,
really? What? Where were you? Were you driving?
I was in Columbus. I was driving down a residential street, which doesn't feel like a residential street because it's quite wide. And I was almost 20 miles over the speed limit. And he pulled me over and I thought, huh, I wonder what this is about. And then he said, do you know what you did? I said, no. He's like, well, you were speeding. And I thought, you still pull people over for speeding? I didn't know that. That's crazy. When's the last time you guys have been pulled over for speeding?
I don't know.
I thought they stopped it during COVID.
No, I think they do pull you over for that still.
They pause it for a moment. No, they're back.
Yeah, they're back. And he pulled me over. But thankfully, because apparently the tickets are now $300 where I was, if it's that high. And you get a ton of points on your license because I was nearly that much over the speed limit. But the cop was super nice and just gave me a warning. But they write the warning out like a ticket now. I didn't know they did that.
They make a record of it.
Yeah, they're log warnings.
How fast were you driving and what was the speed limit?
I was at 53 and a 35.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was definitely speeding. I felt bad. But I was like, well, I'm sorry. And I tried to slide him a New York City PBA card just to see if it worked. And he's like, I don't even know what that is, but you're fine. I'm not going to.
It'd just be a little easier if you just move along, little lady.
Yeah. He was like, get out of here.
Speeding. I haven't had one in a while. I hope you're not jinxing us all.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Nate, what's up with you today?
I finally had Dubai chocolate.
Oh.
Got to tell you, not impressed.
Really?
Wow. Really? I don't get it.
Was it like
many versions? She's right. There's many versions. Right.
I don't know. Somebody said, oh, I'll try this chocolate bar. I'm like, oh, Dubai chocolate. I finally tried it. I'm like, eh, it's okay.
Was spelled D-O-B-Y-E, Dubai.
Dubai.
Didn't look at the wrapper. It very well could have been. But yeah, I just didn't get it. I don't get the craze. So.
Did you buy that down on Canal Street, fake Dubai chocolate?
I did not. So I don't know. If you like it, great. Good for you. I just didn't get it. So
okay. All right. Hey, what's up, Froggy?
So I'm still trying to wrap my mind. So remember Elon Musk over last Friday, whatever, the IPO went out, he became a trillionaire. So right. I've been trying to wrap my mind about what exactly is a trillion. And I found two things that will put it in perspective for you. A trillion is 1 million, 1 million times. So he's a millionaire a million times over.
Okay.
If he spent $1 million a day from now until for it to run out, he would have to live for 2,740 years. $1 million a day would last that long. That's how much money it is. That is shocking to me how much $1 trillion is.
Yeah, a trillion's a big number. Nate has one. Trillion seconds.
Yeah, a billion seconds is 31.7 years. A trillion seconds is 31,710 years.
Oof, that's the difference in a billion and a trillion. It's just crazy.
What is the point of one person having that amount of money? What do you do with it?
Well, I don't know. I know what you and I would do with it.
Give it away.
Pay a lot of tax.
Party.
Well, we know he's probably not paying a lot of tax, but yeah, I feel like I would just start giving it away. There's a lot you could do with that money instead of just.
I think he's the largest taxpayer in America, I believe.
Wow.
Okay. All right, let's make sure he pays those taxes.
you think?
What's up, Skiri?
So,
I always had said New Year's Eve, Times Square, I would never go there. And that's like not my vibe, is to like be amongst all those people. However.
Those people.
Everybody. The thousands and thousands of people that form there. Now, fast forward to the Knicks on Saturday night winning. I am jealous. I feel like it was a misstep for me to not be there. Because I just feel that a lot of, you know, just celebrating the happiness. It was so exciting to see. And I'm like watching it all on TV. I'm like, damn it. I'm on my friend's rooftop barbecue and it's too calm here for me. I just, you know, the Knicks hadn't won since a year before I was born. That was the last time. And so I felt like I needed to be a part of the revelry. And I feel like I missed this opportunity to be in the thick of it. And yeah, I would have traded it all to be back there. So...
there you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Next time you will.
Next, maybe the Canyon here is on Thursday. Who knows?
There's something really great about living in New York City when you have these flash moments. I call them that. For instance, when New York State passed the bill, the equality bill, so I could get married to Alex, same-sex marriages could happen, we all left our brunch and ran over to the Stonewall. And that Sheridan Park, it was, you couldn't get near it.
Aww.
All the TV cameras were out there. They just knew this was a story, and we all just flash mobbed over. And you know, living in a big city lets you do things like that. I mean, you gather, gathering spots, but gathering is putting it lightly for what happened after the next game. That was insane. We had CNN. We were just flipping around channels. We were up really late. CNN was live from the streets, and they had policemen on horses, you know, in the New York City streets and this and that. And they were just on the wrong street because there was really nothing going on.
Yeah.
There's all mayhem. It's unruly and no one was really doing anything. I'm like, you know what? Let me give you the address where you should go, because where you are is lame. Not every block had a lot of stuff going on. Hey, Danielle, what's up with you today?
So, well, I want to go back to what we were just talking about with the World Cup and the people flopping on the field when they really didn't get hurt. So, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, the VAR powers were expanded by FIFA so that they could do something for this. So, it's now called mistaken identity. That's the call. And that's where VAR can correct situations where the wrong player is penalized for a foul or a card. So that's what that is called. I remember it came up on the screen and I was like, mistaken identity? What the hell is that? Because I'd never seen it before. And that's what it is. So if you flop and you get caught, there you go. Don't flop.
Yeah, don't get caught. Don't get caught flopping.
Right.
Is that the key? There you go. I love Around the Room. Let's do it again tomorrow. Let's get into the three things we need to know. Gandhi. Oh, we didn't do Danielle. Should we do Danielle?
Yeah, do Danielle.
Okay, let me give you a reversal.
Oh, a reversal.
Blah. Okay. Here we go. Danielle.
All right.
And then three things from Gandhi. See what we did there?
Very
all right, what's
nice.
Going on?
All right, so this Thursday morning it will happen. The New York Knicks will have their ticker tape parade from Battery Park to City Hall. Our mayor decided to do it Thursday because he said, you know what? A lot of people are going to take off Friday for the Juneteenth holiday, so maybe they'll take off Thursday as well, and it will give New Yorkers a four-day weekend. So that was the thought. This was the most watched NBA final since 1998. ABC averaged 21 million viewers for Game 4, where the Knicks came back from a 29-point deficit. Game 5 ratings will be released today, and if you watch Fallon tonight, it is all about the Knicks. He's going to have some of the team members there, and he's going to have the coach there, and he's just going to have a lot of fun with the Knicks. Now, of course, we're talking about Jalen Brunson, right? But a lot of people were talking about his wife, Allie, online and their relationship and their love story. She is a physical therapist, and they have been together since high school, guys. They started dating in 2013. They went to prom together. They then went to different colleges. I know he went to Villanova, but guess what? They stayed together through college. And then they wound up getting married, and she has been with him before he even signed all those millions of dollars with the New York Knicks. She has been by their side. You know, they have a baby. The girl's name is Jordan. She was born in 2024. So they have a really cool love story. And I know a lot of people are following that right now. So it's very special.
It seems like all the Jalen Brunson stories you hear are like, oh.
Yes. He seems like the nicest guy, right?
His dad, oh.
I know, and his dad, too. That was so sweet. Yeah. I mean, really. You just everything
he adopted
you say,
that rescue dog from Jake's Rescue Ranch a couple of years ago. But it just now came out. Helping kids, you know, with cancer. And I don't know. It's just, oh. He's such a great guy.
Did anybody see Disclosure over the weekend?
No, I really want to.
Okay, number one at the box office, $44 million. Obsession was second. Scary Movie was third. Also, we lost musician Oliver Tree over the weekend. It was so crazy. A two helicopter collision in Brazil. He was only 32 years old. There were six people on the two helicopters, including a YouTuber from Argentina. His name was Gaspy. I know a lot of people were talking about him as well. He was even younger than that. So yeah, there's an investigation underway to determine the cause of the collision. What are we watching? Well, today, of course, there's more World Cup going on. You have four matches. The U.S. does not play again until Friday, where we take on Australia. American Ninja Warrior is on. And like I said, Jimmy Fallon has a whole New York Knicks episode going down tonight. So watch our boy there. And that is my Danielle report.
You know, if they can flop, be flopping around in soccer, can't we be on-air floppers? Like, for instance, like if someone said something kind of nasty, like Gandhi, you say something sort of nasty to me, I'm going to be like, oh my God, my heart, you break my heart.
Do it.
I'm not speaking to you at all. Over-exaggerating every little insult. Let's do it. All right, three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right, President Trump announced on Sunday that the United States has reached an agreement with Iran, making a significant development in ongoing diplomatic efforts. In a post on Truth Social, he declared the removal of the U.S. naval blockade, allowing the Strait of Hormuz to reopen. The agreement is set to be formally signed on June 19th in Switzerland. We've been talking about cases of this screwworm, and the number of confirmed cases is rising. It's now up to 12. The screwworm is a parasitic fly that attacks warm-blooded livestock, wildlife, pets, and could even infect humans. It is posing a real threat to agriculture right now. So far, 11 cases have been found in Texas and one in New Mexico. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture is working to fight the spread. And finally, we know the Knicks are the NBA champions, and the NYPD says more than 60 people were arrested after wild celebrations took over the streets. Some fans clashed with police, smashed windshields, and climbed onto school buses in Times Square. Video on social media shows several buses on fire as fans chanted and lit fireworks as well. City leaders are still planning a ticker tape parade Thursday. It will start at 10 a.m. and head through the Canyon of Heroes. And those are your three things.
It's always fun to try to describe to someone what ticker tape is. Yeah. It hasn't been used in, God, how many years? I mean, ticker tape. They had these little machines under a glass globe that would spit out these little bitty thin strips of paper that would talk about the stock market. It would tell you how the stocks were going up or down, and you'd have to read the codes, and you know it would have the name of the company up or down and how much the stock was worth. And the thing would just spit out tape, I mean, nonstop, around the clock, and at least when Wall Street was open. And so at the end of the day, they had mountains of ticker tape. What are we going to do with this? Well, they started throwing it out the windows, parades. That's the ticker tape parade. So now they throw confetti made out of plastic and we're killing animals. But other than that, it's great.
Good Lord.
All right. Should we take the break?
Yeah.
The break shall be taken right now.
Waking up. All of you are so hilarious.
Hello.
Wake up. I start my day with a day.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on its mission to do good in honor of America's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Amplify your impact with a car or land donation. Go to T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
Getting involved. That's the kind of girl I need. She got a
for herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. It's something no so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off.
Yes. C100.
Maybe the night that my tears might let me know all the stars.
Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
No nightmare when you can still see the light. Can't find me, I'm not in the city tonight. I like your playlist, boy, turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. It's taking a lot of time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line. Like the pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand. Yeah, summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out is my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. A never-ending midnight sun. A never-ending midnight sun. Connected, I'm so in touch with it all.
I mean, everyone is hilarious.
I talk about you guys like you're my friends. Good morning. I love you all.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Danielle taking a car ride with her mom. Her mom is eating something in there. What is she eating in the car?
Raisins.
Okay. So, okay, it's for regularity. Don't knock it. So your mom dropped raisins on the car seat. And then what did she do?
She ate them.
She picked them up and ate them.
They were under her butt and she ate them. And I freaked out and she's like, what is the matter? I go, Mom, do you know how many people put their butt in that seat and fart? You are eating poopicles. You are eating someone's poopicles right now.
Did it phase her at all?
No. She's like, I'm still eating them. I'm like, Mom, okay, that is disgusting. My kids sit in that seat.
Here's my theory about eating things off the floor or off a car seat. It depends on how porous and absorbent the item is. I don't know.
What's a raisin, you think?
Well, if it's not sticky, it's like a dry raisin. I don't think, does it pick up as much poopicle activity?
They were a little sticky. They weren't dry raisins. They were still kind of...
Raisins are slightly moist. They should be slightly moist.
She just,
if there is a poopicle, if there is a poopicle on there, hasn't the active ingredient died? Whatever that is. I don't know what's an active ingredient.
I don't know, because my kids were just in the car, and I mean, I don't think they did that, but you don't know. You don't know who's sitting in that seat farting away, and then you're like, oh, let me put this in my mouth. Ma, what the hell?
You know what? the things we have put in our mouths all these years we've been alive, the things we've eaten that have come out of a kitchen that is just full of vermin, didn't know, and we're still here to talk about it.
That is true. Half the time, if I tell her not to do something, she tells me, I'm 77, what's it matter? I'm like, Mom,
she's got a good point.
Yeah.
I made it to 77, I didn't need your help then, I don't need your help now.
Exactly. Or she says, by the time it catches up with me, what the hell does it matter? I'm like, Mom,
okay,
that's
all right.
Not the way to think. Whatever.
If your mom got out of the seat to get out of the car and I saw a raisin left it behind her butt.
I'd be like, oh my God, is she okay?
My God, are you a rabbit?
It's happening.
We were in so much traffic because there's a lot of World Cup traffic around us right now, right? So we're in traffic and I was so hungry and she was so hungry and the only thing she had was raisins in her purse. I'm like, that's what you put in your purse as a snack? Raisins? Where's the candy? I'm like, what is this?
That is nature's candy. Raisins, nature's candy. Let's get into sound with Garrett.
Yes.
Garrett.
You got a lot to cover here. Go ahead.
All right, let's start. So if you're listening earlier, our very own Scotty B had a very busy weekend. He took his girlfriend, Megan, to a country show, George Burge, correct? And he got invited up on stage. He actually proposed to his girlfriend, Megan. So here's the moment. She said yes, and then everyone cheering for them.
Wow.
There you go. Congratulations, Scotty. All right, Now we move over to the Knick game that happened also on Saturday night. We'll start with the TV call from Mike Breen the moment the Knicks won after almost 50-plus years of
point lead. Here comes Fox. 5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
There you go.
And I did cry. And here is the radio call. A little bit more excitement from them.
De'Aaron Fox across midcourt with 5. Left wing handoff to Wembanyama with 2. Takes a 3 that he misses too strong. It's happening, Knicks fans. It's happening. It's been 53 years. But for this moment, it was well worth the wait. A playoff run that'll go down in history, and a team that will live forever. Next stop, the Canyon of Heroes. The New York Knicks are NBA champions.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what? Radio is always a little more exciting.
Yeah.
Do we all agree?
Yeah.
As we sit here and do our jobs on the radio.
Exactly.
For sure.
And then, so after the game, obviously, the losing team still does some press, and Victor Wembanyama sat down, and he was convinced that the Spurs were the more dominant team.
Okay.
We absolutely dominated for most of the series, but our errors, our mistakes, are punished so hard.
Yeah. Well, he dominated most of the series, apparently, but only won one game.
Except he didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
What did he say at the end again? I love it when Gandhi says it.
See you never.
See you never.
All right. So this is interesting. Okay. So the Knicks, last time they won a championship was 1973. You want to hear what the number one song in 1973 was?
Yeah, tie your ribbon around the old tree.
Wow.
Okay, Tony Orlando and Dawn.
And Dawn. Their biggest hit, that was their hugest hit. They had another hit called Knock 3 Times.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember, Knock 3 Times on the ceiling if you want me, twice on the pipe if the answer is no.
Who's he talking about? Someone in jail? Who's he talking about?
They lived in little tiny apartments in the city.
You want to come knock on my pipe?
Exactly.
All right,
3 times.
And then finally, on West 4th Street after the game won, there's a couple thousand people. They all broke out into a version of Empire State, and this is what it sounded like.
Imagine living in that apartment building. I just want to sleep.
So they couldn't put out a screen. That New York City wouldn't let them put a screen out. So the guy who had the projector decided to just broadcast it on a white building right across the street from him. And that's how they watched the game on Saturday night.
And there you go. You're a good American, Garrett. Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you.
Garrett. Yeah, Scotty B getting engaged on stage at a concert. That's so cool.
It was awesome.
It was really cool. Nerve-wracking, but cool.
And you did crap your pants? You pooped?
No. I evacuated before. I was good.
Good job. Good job.
Thanks for sharing.
Smart man.
No problem.
God, what do I want to play here? You know what? You know, this is the song that we were listening to the other day in the car, right, Scary?
That's right, yeah.
Do you want to get away? Get away, love it. I do believe. Kungs. Get away. I love that. Scary when he drives, it scares the living crap out of him. But he had the EDM channel on, and that came on, and we turned it up loud. And so you actually drove faster with that song on. Faster songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, the beats per minute are right up there, man. So I got to match it with my speed.
Yes, you do. It's scary. Sorry, I had to pull you over. You were driving at 145 beats per minute.
I was trying to get away.
Oh, there you go.
Awesome.
Hey, Gandhi brought up a good point. Can we talk about where you saw this activity over the weekend?
Sure. What activity? Okay. Yes.
Okay, you went to a wedding, mm-hmm. and a lot of guys were there. It was a four-day extravaganza, whatever. So you ran into the same people and partied with the same people over and over. And you saw a pattern with some of the guys at the wedding, right?
Yes.
What's that?
Gambling. all of them online throughout the World Cup, the basketball game, whatever is happening, they're mm-hmm. putting money on it. And it's not just sports. It's like the little side weird Kalshi bets on the side that are, you know, how many times will he rub her belly? Like
those funny parlays and things.
Yeah.
You know, Alex, every time we sit down to watch TV, he's like, oh, what games are on? Let me pull up FanDuel or whatever he's doing. And there he goes, you know, and, you know, it's always a part of it. Now, okay, that story up against another story that's going on, and maybe there's answers or more questions. Mm-hmm. One, according to the New York Post, one in three adult men are not working right now mm-hmm. in America.
That's wild.
That seems like a high number to me. Mm-hmm. One third of American men are not working. I'm not saying these guys at the wedding are unemployed, but they're still gambling. But
sure.
Are they?
No, they were actually employed, but I do know some people who are not employed who think that they're going to make their money gambling and quote-unquote day trading, and that is what they do. And it was actually a theme on the last season of Love is Blind where a lot of the guys claimed that they had jobs, but they didn't. They were just doing these things all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And making ends meet? I'm assuming some of them do well. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure some of them do well. These guys didn't seem like they were really making ends meet because when they dove into what was going on, that's when stuff started to sort of fall apart. Like, what is he actually doing all day? I don't understand this. And it was the cause of some strife in a couple of the relationships.
Wow.
So in this article, I know you pulled it up from the New York Post. Mm-hmm. Do they get into some sort of demographic specific answers or thoughts or... What?
So they're saying that it could be a combination of a lot of things, that one of them is within the last few years with 400,000 jobs emerging, only 4% of those jobs were filled by men. 96% were filled by women. And a big part of that is that a lot of them are in women-dominated sectors like healthcare and education. And mm-hmm. a lot of the jobs that are being phased out are more male-dominated things. So that could be part of it. Women are in college at higher rates than men anymore and buying homes at higher rates than men are. And that there has been a bit of a societal shift as far as expectations and even in some ways self-esteem and getting out there and doing things. And all of these factors contribute to this big shift that has happened now.
Wow.
Do we all know at least one person or several people who are unemployed? I do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, of course.
For sure.
And they've been looking for years to try to find something, and they just can't find anything. Yeah. And they're all very talented in different careers. Yeah. I mean, different jobs and mm-hmm. professions. So, yeah. One in three American men are unemployed.
Right. And that's working age, to specify. It is working age, like your prime time, one in three.
Wow.
Wow.
I know.
All right. Well, let's see. Who here in the room?
What are you looking at me for?
We should take out. For the team.
Never. Never. We're all very, very fortunate to be able to come in and work.
We are. You know, I think all the time, though, if we did lose these jobs, what would we do? I'm not primed for anything else. I don't really have any skills.
Neither do I.
I'd be day trading. That's what I do all day.
I know nothing. I don't even know how to do that. I know nothing.
I mean, do you reach an expiration date at some point? Like an expiration, like, hey, I'm 51. Am I...
How specific, Scary?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you, at 50, how do you start all over at 51? And who's going to take a 51-year-old person on in a job? I don't know. It might be a little rough. I'm not trying to say that people are ageist, but they are.
I think there's some ageism.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, there is some ageism going on. Yeah. Thank God I got a job. I'd be the first to be pushed over the cliff. But you know what? This is another reason why it's good to have a strong circle of friends and people that you connect with. I don't want to say any more than connected. You connect with. And you are the sum of everyone who you surround yourself with. Right.
Your network is your net worth.
Right.
It mm-hmm. took me a really long time to figure that out. And it is so important that you do surround yourself with good people.
It's very important. But so one day, it's like a savings account. You save money for a rainy day, but you also have this connection network of friends that you're saving for a rainy day. Maybe you never know. Mm-hmm. You never know who you need to count on for, you know, to pull you out of the ditch. Interesting. One in three men unemployed in America.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. If you lost your job today, what would you go do?
I wouldn't have any clue. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know where to go or who to. I mean, I do have a nice, you know, a nice phone you know, my contacts. I got thousands of people.
He's got a nice
I could call,
phone.
But I don't know who's going to help me. Right. Am I going to go sell ice cream out of a truck?
You could go work with Jet Ski Brian.
Oh, yeah. Jet Ski Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I could do some odd jobs around the city, I think. Mm. I could call on people for that. But, you know, I wouldn't be living large.
I could see you being a good club promoter.
You know, yeah, I mean, I'm a former waiter. I have skills.
You haven't done that in 40 years.
I could go back.
He didn't say former.
I could go back to being a waiter, I guess.
You could. And yet, I'm sure, look, you love food. You love, you have food.
But who's going to take a chance on a 52-year-old guy?
As a waiter, I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
And some waiters make so much money, depending on which restaurant you're at.
You've got personality. You've done it before. You could do that.
And you know all these chefs at the biggest restaurants in New York City. Surely one of them would hire you on.
Hello, Bobby.
You could be a circus clown.
Yes. That's a good one.
Actually, that's really hard to become a clown.
You could be a wedding DJ, and you can call your company Scary Jones, formerly of the Elvis Duran Show.
You should. I don't know. I'm at the age now where I think Walmart greeter is about as good as I can get. And that's fine. I love it. You know, if I walk into a Walmart and there's no greeter there, I walk out the door and walk back again just in case I miss them.
I love the person who greets you at the door. I have a whole conversation with them. It's fantastic.
Every time I see a greeter, I think, Nate would love this job.
Oh my God,
just striking up conversations with everybody that walks by.
Dad,
like, hey, I love those shoes.
Galore.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Nate would be able to have any job that involves a lot of talking, communicating, flirting. He's a big flirt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely love that. Walmart greeter, sign me up.
So great. What about you, Frog? What would you do?
I don't know what I would do, but the Walmart greeter thing, I'll talk to the wall. I mean, I will talk to anybody, so I could do that all day long.
Well, it is called Walmart.
Hey.
That's right.
Why are you laughing, Scary?
I'm just, what about hospitality? What about like working at a hotel or something?
You'd
or just,
be good at that.
I feel like we would all do well in that arena.
Well, so you want to be in a hotel?
No.
Dealing with the public? No.
Yeah, no.
I'm not good with it. No. Standing at like customer service, helping fix people's problems.
Concierge.
You know, expediting.
I'd be a great hotel concierge. I got connections.
What's a concierge?
Is that how you say it?
A concierge.
Airge, yeah, okay.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
A concierge.
Yeah, no, see, you would be a good concierge because you would be great. You know what? You, not only in a hotel, but you know, they have concierge services. Like for like American Express and some of these credit card companies. Well, you can, they'll call you and go, hey, man, I need a table at the blah, blah, blah tonight. And you have the connections.
I got a guy.
But if you're a hotel concierge, then you know you can get good tips.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm.
okay.
You always know a place to go eat and something to do. I call you all the time for that stuff.
Yeah,
you're good at that.
Scotty B, if you get crab canned from this place, what are you going to do for a living?
I feel like I'd probably help people save money. Like, you know, they would, I would team up with them and show them how to save money on stuff. But they'd have to pay me to save money. So I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, they could pay you, but not a lot.
Yeah,
just enough.
Yeah, or I would open a shipping store. I want to be a shipping guru.
We do ship.
Scott Ships ship is a great name for a place.
Yeah, I should see if the website's available.
But he bitches anytime you ask him to send something.
Well, that's because it's us.
That's because you're not paying him. If it's working, he probably wouldn't bitch at you.
Right.
All right, so have this conversation with your friends today. Like, what would you do? Mm-hmm. What would you do if you decided, they didn't decide for you. Let's say you decided to go into a different direction in life. What would you do?
Wait, Elvis, what would you do?
I have no freaking clue.
Okay.
Elvis, you used to say you would open a t-shirt shop somewhere.
Yeah, a t-shirt shop in Sag Harbor.
You know, it's so crazy. I've been giving Froggy's wife all kinds of ideas because she's trying to upstart something. And so I've got lots of ideas, and I'm just like, what about this? What if we do this? What about that? So I'm hoping.
You two on the phone give me whiplash. I'm like, dude, what are they talking about now?
They get excited.
We do.
I could see me doing like house design, something like that.
That would be nice. I want to open up some type of a soccer business. Like we have so much, my family and I have so many ideas, we just haven't implemented them yet.
Look at that. See, we're all off to our next professions.
I'm going to sell
feet
pics. Hey, girl.
Let's go.
Hey.
Oh, God. These guys are getting really hot. I mean, no.
You're entertaining. I learn things.
He thinks redhead people smell like cheese.
Look, that's just been my experience.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You're the light. You're the night. You're the color of my blood.
You're the cure, you're the pain. You're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much. So much. You're the fear, I don't care. Cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past our satellites. You can see the world you brought to life. To life. So love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Love me like you do. La la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do. Ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out. On the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire. On fire. Yeah, I'll let you set the pace. Cause I'm not thinking straight. My head's spinning around. I can't see clear no more. What are you waiting for?
Like a Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
New York.
a Yankee game. That made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been bought it. Home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City, it's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an Ambien.
Honestly, we need all the help we can get. Call us at 1-800-242-0100.
Good morning, everyone.
This is Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So, Danielle.
Yes.
I'm going to see Rocky Horror.
I know.
Tomorrow night with some friends of mine.
You're going to love it. You are going to love it so much.
Now, you say that the guy that plays Frankenfurter.
Luke Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His package is like protruding.
Wait until he comes on the stage for the first time.
I beg your pardon?
Well, not that, but no, people go different kind. People go crazy, and then eventually when he like opens it all up and you see it, people are like, ah, it's awesome. It's the coolest
thing. I can't wait.
You're going to have to. You know, are you going to dress up?
No. But you know what? When I was in college, we did Rocky Horror Picture Show every Saturday night at midnight at Holland Park Village Theater. Every Saturday. I didn't dress up for those, but we always took toast. You know, when they toast people on the screen, use their toast. And
don't throw things at the Broadway show. But you can yell out things. People do yell out, the law, like, Janet's a slut and like stuff like that.
And
people,
he's an a-hole.
Yeah. People do.
Brad.
Brad.
People I can't wait.
Yes.
I love it. I love a good show where you can scream obscenities at them.
You are going to have the best time. You really are. So I'm so happy for you. Yeah.
I'm happy for me too. I want to see more shows. You have ignited that in me.
I'm so happy. Yay.
Speaking of, I was digging. It was Alex's birthday Saturday. So I was zooming through his old Instagram photos and posts, trying to find a picture to post, whatever. And I ran across a lot of memories from all of us in this room on this show, mm-hmm. and all the people we've interviewed and hung out with. We'd had a picture with Jeremy from the Bobby Darin show.
Jeremy Jordan. Yeah, Jeremy was here recently because he was in Gatsby, remember?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we saw him that night in Just in Time.
Yes.
And we have photos of him doing Elsie Fest years ago.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Have you done that? Have you gone down memory lane in your Instagram posts?
Yep.
I mean, way back?
Yep.
We do live great lives on social media, don't we?
We do.
I was thinking that. I'm like, God, look at all the stuff we've done, the places we've been, the friends we've had. And yeah. Aren't friends with anymore, and I mean, it really does tell a story.
The hair colors we've had, I mean, you know, that's just me.
The fashion changes.
Oh yeah. I was sometimes I look and I go, what the hell was I thinking there?
I know. Like, you know, I try to tell Alex, you know, you've been married to a skinny guy, a large guy, a blonde guy, a brunette guy, a gray haired guy, and a bald guy. It's all been me.
The same guy.
Same guy. What's up, Nate? What are you thinking about today?
Yeah, it's things change, right? I was going through and looking at some of my old pictures the other day, and I was like, God, how did I fit in a pants that tight? I could not physically get into those same pants today.
You still wear tight pants.
So you try, man.
I sit next to you. Yeah. I see it all.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, when you sit down like that and your stuff is facing me, I'm like well, there it is.
Nate, when you know how you half shut your laptop, and then we're just looking at your dinger? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. On display, man.
It's not just dinger, that's other things, too.
Well, yeah, whatever it is. Whatever you got.
Dingler and danglers.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I was watching we were flipping around, we were watching the UFC fight at the White House last night, where they set up that massive stage.
Yeah, they called it the Claw.
The Claw. Yeah. In the same place where they do the Easter egg hunts, and as Nate says, and they pardon the turkeys every Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
I don't think that lawn has ever seen anything quite like that at the White House, with blood spatter going on the White House. And I hope they washed all that off, because those fighters are intense.
Oh, man.
Good God. I get uncomfortable watching those. I know, Gandhi, you love UFC fights, don't you?
I do, yeah, for the most part. I enjoy watching them.
I can't watch people just beat the hell out of each other.
I definitely can. I just don't want to pay for it. And there's a lot of stuff that I don't like about it. So, you know, I try to be careful. But
there was one guy fighting from Brazil. And we were speaking of Nate and his big dinger package, whatever. This guy, I don't know what he had in there. But I think he used it to beat the other guy down. I mean, usually when you see wrestlers or you see these UFC fighters, they don't really, it doesn't reveal a lot. Sometimes I think they just don't have, you know, anything going on down there. Mm. This guy, I don't know how you couldn't get, like, popped in the head with it.
Well, do they put extra in there, like, for cushioning in case someone hits them?
They wear cups.
Mm. They do?
Yeah, they wear stuff in there.
I thought, like, could they do the tuck? Like, you know, remember how we did the tuck from...
like the drag queen?
Yeah, they like pull it in the back and tuck it in their butt cheeks.
You're flopping around too much for that,
I
right?
Would
it come fling it out?
I don't have one. I don't know.
I don't have one. You have one, Daniel.
I know you think I have one, but I don't.
You act like you do sometimes.
That's right.
Let's see. This guy's name was... who cares? I'll find it in a minute. And what about the guy that vomited on himself?
Oh, God.
You were talking about him earlier.
Terrible human being, Josh Hokett?
Yeah, he's the guy.